Case number 11,309, Ralph and Joyce Kissinger, north of Route 54 Lighthouse Road and being east of Lost Point Road, 2,250 feet north of Swan Drive, and being lot 56, Block E, Swan Key Subdivision. Tax map ID is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 275. A variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements.
Evening, Mr. Chairman.
Good evening, sir.
Tim Willard with Fuquay, Urey & Willard here on the Circle in Georgetown. I represent the Kissingers. Before I begin, I have a little bit of a handout here that just actually has a survey and a tax map that I could hand to your attorney. All right, go this way.
Yes, down there, if you would, please. Thank you.
I'm pretty sure you already have a survey in your application, but that's one attached with the tax map. This is Mrs. Kissinger and Mr. Kissinger, Ralph and Joyce. They have been coming down to Swan Keys, where this application is located, since 1972, where they own the lot. They are actually from the D.C. area. They've been married for 48 years. They come down in the summer and on weekends. And what they intend to do is build a stick-built house there in Swan Keys, and that's why they're asking for a variance, which I'll get into some more detail with. As I'm sure you're aware, there have been several variances that have been approved in this neighborhood. This is lot 56. It's 40 feet wide and 96 feet deep, containing 3,838 square feet. The lot fronts on Laws Point Road and borders a lagoon to the rear of the property. The proposed home is 24.4 feet wide and 80 feet in length, with a garage in front north in the north portion of the structure along Laws Point Road. As I already mentioned, a majority of the lots in Swan Keys are narrow and on small size compared to what would be a conventional lot. That is, this is only 40 feet by 96. In order to build the proposed home, the Kissingers are asking for three variances. The first one that I'm going to speak to, and if you look at the survey, you can see it, is a 4.5-foot variance is requested from the 10-foot front setback for the garage, and this is just for the garage. The garage is 12.2 feet wide, so it would just be for that portion. The rest of the house and the front of the house fits within the variance. The second variance we're requesting is on the north side of the home, which is proposed to be 5 feet instead of 10 feet, so it would be a 5-foot variance. With that said, on the other side of the house, it would be in compliance completely with the 10 feet. And the last variance is just for two HVAC units, which are only 30 inches by 30 inches, and they would be on the north side of the home, and they're depicted about three-quarters of the way up towards the lagoon. If you can see those two little boxes, that would be for the HVAC, and to the extent they're about 2 feet, 2 inches, they're requesting a 7-foot, 10-inch variance. And I think the survey is pretty clear on this as far as your legal standards, which you must consider to approve such a variance. We believe that the Kissingers have what's a unique lot here due to its size. It's only 40 feet wide. It's only 3,833 square feet in the area, which accommodates a single wide manufactured home but makes other type of dwellings almost impossible without the variance. The proposed dwelling is a reasonable use of the property, similar to the nature and trend of the other new homes in Swan Keys, and the variances are necessary for reasonable use of the property and result in an attractive new home in the community. With that said, Mr. Chairman, the Kissingers intend actually to leave the D.C. area and move down there permanently, and this is something they've been looking forward to do. Needless to say, the home they're in now is got some age on it, and they want to improve that. They too have a little age on them, and one thing they want to do is in the garage is put a elevator to the second floor, which would be in the garage, so Mr. Kissinger, he's looking ahead, would be able to get to the second floor without too much problem if needed. The situation was not caused by the lot owners. The lot and the surrounding lots were created as 40-foot lots by the original developer of Swan Keys, which was originally a manufactured home development, but has evolved to the community of more substantial dwellings. And finally, the requested variance, or the minimum needed for reasonable use of design of the proposed new home. The requested variance, we believe, will not alter the essential character of the area of Swan Keys. In fact, the home, as proposed, will be similar to many existing homes in the community. There is an established history of replacing older manufacturers' homes with new homes, and because of small lots, variance have been needed, and this board has granted several. In checking the county records, over 80 variances have been granted on the 40 lots in Swan Keys, including 20 variances on the Laws Point Road, including the lots next to and across the street from the Kissingers. And this is where I've included in my exhibit a tax map where we've highlighted, well, you see in yellow are the Kissingers property.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the lots that are colored blue have the ones that have already been given variances. And you can just see by along the Laws Road that there have been several for this various purpose. So in conclusion, Swan Keys is a unique situation, and the requested variance will permit reasonable use of the Kissinger's property consistent with the nature of the community. That's all I have. I'd like to call my clients up just to confirm the record and see if they have anything to add at this time.
All right. Please do.
Mr. and Mrs. Kissinger. You hear what I said?
Yeah.
You want to go up here and be sworn. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Please. Right here. Come to me.
Okay.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Joyce Kissinger, 4551 Ten Oaks Road, Dayton, Maryland.
And can you wait right here for me? Can you state your name and address for the record?
Kissinger, 4551 Ten Oaks Road, Dayton, Maryland, 21036.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. and Mrs. Kissinger, I'm going to ask you both the same question, and you could answer maybe Mrs. Kissinger first. You've heard my representations to counsel, and you've seen the exhibits we've submitted. Are they true and correct representation of your applications for these variances and what you want to do with the home?
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
All right.
Gentlemen, that's
well,
all
we have. If there's any questions from members of the board, then now.
Thank you very much.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Rickards?
No questions.
And I and Mr. Calloway have no questions at this time. That being said, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11309 for the following reasons. The uniqueness of the lot, which is small, is 40 foot in the front, and that makes it unique, and that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, I believe, and that the unnecessary hardship with the size of the lot has not been created by the applicant, and the variance will not alter essential character to the neighborhood. There's been other variances granted in there, and the requested variance is a minimum that will afford relief, and I believe that this is the least modification possible of the regulation.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11309. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for my reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11309 is approved. Yes, thank you.
Case number